Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
As I mentioned earlier, we've long held the belief, or we've started to realize over the last number of years, just how bad sugar is for us. We know that excess consumption of sugar is not going to do us any good at all. But a recent article that I read suggested that even small amounts of sugar can be problematic. We are joined this morning by Dr. Sajida Bulbilia, a specialist physician and endocrinologist fellow at the Helen Joseph Hospital. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and you?
Excellent. Thank you. So now I'm a little bit confused, and I just really wish that you guys would get the story straight. Because carbs were good, then carbs were bad, then proteins were good, but not too much protein, and now we're messing around with sugar, aren't we? Because too much sugar, we all now know, is bad. But then we're starting to see things that are saying that even a little bit of sugar is not good for us. What is the latest? What is the latest finding in this area?
The latest finding, as we all know, that carbs, like you say, are not good for us, and carbs are basically sugars.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that sugar is bad for us, and a lot of our foods do contain sugars, but the difference is that our foods contain different amounts of sugars and different types of sugars, and there are some that are acceptable, and then what we don't want is added sugar in our diet or refined sugar in our diet. And we want that as little as possible added to our diet, because those are the ones that cause adverse effects.
Mm, mm. So how do we define added sugars? Because it does get a bit confusing.
No, it does. So natural sugars are things that occur in our fruits and vegetables and in milk. And what we mean by added sugars is the refined sugar that you buy off the shelf, or that's added to things like canned goods and fizzy drinks, or basically any food product, processed product that you buy has added sugar to it. And that's what we want to avoid.
Right. So it's really the processed part about it. Should we even limit our natural sugars?
So, yes. If we look at recommendations, the World Health Organization limits that to about 10% of your intake for the day, and as little as 5% is what's recommended in order to prevent complications from high amounts of sugar, such as diabetes and heart disease, and even things like changes in mood and cognition, which can be affected by your sugar.
If we had to calculate, is there a way to calculate how much sugar we should be consuming in a day as an adult or for our children, for example?
So if we're looking at what 10% actually means, for a female, it means about 6 teaspoons, and we mean level teaspoons of sugar per day, and for a male, 9 teaspoons. If you look at what 6 teaspoons are, it's what you find in a can of soda.
Wow.
So something like a can of Coke is that recommended daily allowance of sugar for the day. Remember, a lot of us add our sugar to our coffees and teas, and so it amounts up quite quickly.
So you're saying that a tin of whatever cold drink it is, Coke or whatever it would be, is the daily sugar allowance for an average person. So on average, what are we consuming? I mean, I don't know if there is such a thing as an average, but how much more than that are we consuming?
I'm not sure of actual figures, but we consume a lot more per day. Remember, like I said, everything we eat usually has added sugar to it. So cereals, our breads, our tinned food, anything you buy, all the luxuries that we buy, the sodas, the crisps, any sweets or chocolates, all of that has added sugar to it. In addition to our food.
So somebody once said to me, and I've used it as a rule, as a guideline, I hope it's not absolute nonsense, but what they said to me is, if you look at the ingredients on a product, and if there is sugar in the first three ingredients, then that is not something that we should be consuming, or you should consume that with real care, knowing that that this has too much sugar in it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, usually the top three are the ones that are the most added to, or what makes up most of your product. So if sugar is a large part of the product, it would be in the top three ingredients. Having said that, sometimes it is put lower down on your ingredients list, and there is large amounts per serving. So it should we should look at ingredients and carbohydrate or glucose levels per serving of whatever we buy in order to use it as a guideline and say, is it safe to consume?
And fruit juices as a rule?
So fruit juices, again, contain a lot of sugar. Remember, if you look at making, if you tried making a glass of fruit juice at home, it doesn't take just one fruit in it. It usually needs 3 to 4 at least of the fruit in question. And that contains a lot of sugar. It's safer to eat a small fruit than to have a glass of fruit juice.
So and in terms of giving fruit juice to kids, would you recommend it, or would you dilute it? Would you avoid it altogether?
I think best if it could be avoided altogether. So if you really do need to give them something, it's better to dilute it than to give it to them plain.
One of our listeners asking, can you ask the doctor about sweeteners?
Okay, sweeteners are a good alternative to refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sweeteners are non-absorbable, and so they don't cause an increase in your sugar level. Problem is that some of our sweeteners contain aspartame, which is also detrimental to health, so I would stay away from those. But on the whole, sweeteners are safer in small quantities.
Right, so you would say use sweeteners without aspartame, but obviously in moderation.
Yes.
And all right, very, very interesting indeed. Unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. I think these are important conversations, and I do appreciate you taking the time to chat to us and bring us some of the latest information. Dr. Sajida Bulia, Specialist Physician and Endocrinology Fellow at the Helen Joseph Hospital.